Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Mallory. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Sanford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sherry Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Al Rubeling. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis, who is chasing the ball. Tipton reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tipton scores. Chapman moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's Senators, 1, Athletics, 1. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sanford moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball four. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase takes first base on ball four. Sanford moves to third. Early moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Early settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Early. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tipton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0 for 1 in the game. Mallory hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mallory moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Senators. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robertson moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chase hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson scores. It's 5-2, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chase. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Walesa applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics too. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mallory. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rubeling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Porter Vaughn now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chase takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson misplays the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mallory is called out on strikes. 1 out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Travis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tipton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Early fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-4 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wallace fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani pinch hits for Porter Vaughn. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.